Well, it's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, in netball, the Diamonds have topped off a pretty disappointing weekend for New Zealand. As I read that, yeah, the mourning has begun. The seven stages of grief are underway.
and one newspaper in New Zealand published its whole front page is just all black with a little white note that said, if you want to read the rugby scores, turn to the back pages. So what we're saying there, Geraldinas of New Zealand is out of the Rugby World Cup. And on top of that, they lost the Rugby League. Two test matches on Friday to Australia, and then over in Perth in front of 13,000 people, the Diamonds made it, well, an All Black weekend, winning the match, the final match of the Constellation Cup series by 7 goals, and they only needed to win by 1, so that's a fairly comprehensive victory in the finish. Playing in her 100th test, Caitlin Bassett scored 25 goals from 28 shots, while Gretel Tippett was 22 from 23. Caitlin Thwaites, playing her last game for Australia, came on late in the game to score 6 goals, so that little creed occurred, do it for Caitlin. Probably worked, but there were plenty of other motivational forces, including a small matter of revenge for the World Cup final, which the Silver Ferns won by a goal. Mm. And as jubilant as they were yesterday, the Diamonds know that result will never be altered. And I can tell you, over in New Zealand, that'll be a result they'll still be celebrating amidst all the mourning, Geraldine.
Yes, and we're going to talk more about rugby at 7:30.
Yep.
Now, in cricket, a very happy return. I must say, I was very pleased to see this. I know people have divided about him for David Warner on his 33rd birthday.
Yeah, look, he scored his century off the last ball of Australia's innings, then celebrated wildly, and I know what you're saying, a great release for him after all the pressure he's put himself under for the 20 or so months since the infamous sandpaper incident in South Africa. But as you've already indicated, now David Warner has had people who are not his fans for much of his career. Look, that innings and the half-century builders to Aaron Finch and Glenn Maxwell really set up you've got to say this, it was against a very poor Sri Lankan bowling unit. It set up Australia's score of 2 for 233, and the Serendippers didn't bat much better than they bowled, or they got to 9 for 99. In the women's domestic T20 matches yesterday, Brisbane Heat beat Hobart by 5 wickets. Beth Mooney and Amelia Kerr doing the rescue job with a ball to spare, so it was pretty close there. And in the game between the Sydney Thunder and the Melbourne Stars, there were 2 balls to spare as the enduring Alex Blackwell got the Thunder home, Geraldine. Now, at 7:30, we'll have a look at some basketball, some big matches going on there. And look, Ashley Barty on track to finish this year with all those rich pickings we talked about on Friday. And if it's not the All Blacks who is playing in the World Cup, those sobs coming from down the hallway from Robin Williams' offices, Geraldine, will indicate to you it's not going to be Wales either.
No, well, some of my rugby friends said Wales shouldn't have been there anyway at that particular level, but I'll leave that. We'll discuss that later. Thank you, Warwick. Well, it's time for more sport now with Warwick Hadfield, as promised. And in tennis, it took a while, but eventually Ash Barty made a convincing start to the WTA final series in China, Warwick.
Yes, Geraldine. Look, she lost the first set to Switzerland's Belinda Bencic, but then ran away with the next two, 6-1, 6-2. All this as she attempts to finish the year as the world's number one player. And if she does that, she becomes the first Australian woman to do that since the rankings began in 1973. And there's also US $6 million in prize money for winning this tournament. But first, she has to get past Naomi Osaka tomorrow, Geraldine.
And in rugby union, we now know who will be playing England in the final of the World Cup after the South Africa-Wales semi-final last night.
Yeah, Geraldine, the South Africans won a close one, 19-16, and you knew it was going to be tight from the outset because of the way both sides sang their national anthems. The Boyos bringing their rich voices from the valleys, and the South Africans singing theirs in its five languages with equal gusto. There was equality in the try scoring too, one converted try each, with South Africa securing the victory via a late penalty to Andre Pollard.
Yes, I've been admonished by some listeners for my sort of offhand remarks about Wales. I do apologise, yes. Naughty of me.
They take it very seriously in the valleys, but they're also taking it very seriously in South Africa because it has, as with those five languages in the national anthem, has brought them together from what were once disparate parts.
Oh, yeah, look, I know, it's a great result that, to that extent, in the culture stakes. In basketball, the two Melbourne teams are dominating in the WNBL this season.
Yes, yesterday the Boomers, with Kayla George and Lindsay Allen, the standouts, won their fourth game of the season against the Fire from Townsville, the score 83-71. And that's after they beat Bendigo on Friday night. The other Melbourne side, the one formerly known as the Dandenong Rangers, but now rebadged as the Southside Flyers, also had a win on Friday to keep their perfect start to the season intact. And in the NBL, Perth defeated Illawarra yesterday, 81-76, Geraldine.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk again tomorrow, Warwick.
Good on you, Geraldine.
Okay.